Matthew, God's Kingdom on Earth. Matthew introduces the long-awaited king bringing to earth his kingdom with its multiple dimensions. The kingdom of heaven on earth is not experiencing wealth, freedom from sickness, and unlimited powers with mystic experiences on earth without dealing with the sin. The kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are poor in spirit, persecuted for Christ's sake, Matthew 5, and childlike in faith, Matthew 18. The kingdom belongs to those who work towards completely eliminating sin. Kingdom values, almost the opposite of earthly values, are given in Christ's Beatitudes in Matthew 5. The descent of the king. The wise men, King Herod, few shepherds, and good men and women know that Jesus is the Messiah. The rest of the Jewish race remain blind, as foretold by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 6:10. The kingdom people. One of the first is John the Baptist, introduced to us as one who has bare necessities, is a bold and true voice in the wilderness, heralding Christ, and dies a martyr's death. The disciples of Christ are those who choose to obey and live focused sacrificial lives as John the Baptist did. Kingdom warfare. Christ's temptations vividly illustrate the constant battle in the world and in our lives. False prophets are Satan's vehicles to deceive. The battle rages on. The king redeems and conquers, Matthew 26-28. Innocent blood has to be shed in the most painful death of Christ to usher in the kingdom. We get spiritual redemption in this world, the kingdom on earth, and complete redemption in the world to come, the eternal kingdom. The king returns, Matthew 24. In addition to the discord on earth and increasing lawlessness, signs indicating Christ's second coming include the coming of the Antichrist and setting up of the abomination of desolation in the Jewish temple. The sun and moon darkened, stars falling, and powers of heaven shaken. The second coming will be visible to all amidst a mighty trumpet blast to herald a perfect kingdom and eventually a new heaven and earth. The King commissions, chapter 28. Jesus' last words to those who choose to be his disciples are, "I have all power on heaven and earth. Go to all the world, make disciples, baptize, teach all my commands. I am with you always," Matthew 28:18-20. If we have not chosen Christ as Savior, the opportunity will not remain for long. If we have, in what ways are we personally implementing the Great Commission to open the kingdom to others?